The Vision. Sit on the bank of a river. In reality or in fantasy, and watch the water flow. If you know how to look without reflections, the river will speak not to your brain, but to your heart, and it will create a silence in your spirit and a wisdom which your conscious mind could never grasp. Or sit at an airport and see the crowds go by. They come within your vision and disappear, never to be seen again. Or watch the leaves fall from a tree and see them decompose and turn to dust. Light a lamp and look at the flame the way you looked at the river. Or light an incense stick and watch the smoke lose itself in the atmosphere. Or stand at your window and look at the rain. Observe the special mood the rain creates in you. No reflections now. Just look. Observe. Feel. You see one raindrop stand separate and apart. Then it is jerked forward and pulled away. Only look, and creation will speak to you. What will it speak of? Of life and death and love and self and God. Look. Observe. Watch. Become aware. That is all you need to do. Finally, lie on your back with arms outstretched and imagine that you let go and are carried onward, just like the raindrops and the leaves and the smoke of the incense stick. For you, like them, are a particle of the universe. So, let go. Lose yourself and flow away. Thank you.
Here's a story by Anthony DeMello. Hindu India developed a magnificent image to describe God's relationship with creation. God dances creation. He is the dancer. Creation is his dance. The dance is different from the dancer, yet it has no existence apart from him. You cannot take it home in a box if it pleases you. The moment the dancer stops, the dance ceases to be. In our quest for God, we think too much. We reflect too much. We talk too much. Even when we look at this dance that we call creation, we are the whole time thinking, talking to ourselves and others, reflecting, analyzing, philosophizing, words, noise. Be silent and contemplate the dance. Just look. A star, a flower, a fading leaf, a bird, a stone. Any fragment of the dance will do. Look, listen, smell, touch, taste, and hopefully it won't be long before you see him, the dancer himself. There was once a disciple who was always complaining to his master, "Master, you are hiding the final secret of Zen from me." And he would not accept the master's denial. One day they were walking in the hills when they heard a bird sing. "Did you not hear that bird sing?" said the master. "Yes," said the disciple. "Well, now you know that I've hidden nothing from you." "Ah, yes," said the disciple. If you really heard a bird sing, if you really saw a tree, you would know, beyond words, beyond concepts. "Ah, but what was that I heard you say?" "That you have heard hundreds of birds sing and seen hundreds of trees? Was it the tree you saw or the label?" If you look at a tree and see a tree, you have really not seen the tree. When you look at the tree and see a miracle, then at last you have seen. Did your heart never fill with wordless wonder when you heard a bird sing?